An increasingly common technique intended to help older women get pregnant does not appear to work. That's the conclusion of a study of some 400 women with fertility problems. The results appear in tomorrow's edition of the New England Journal of Medicine. Joining us to discuss what this new result means for women anxious to have a baby is Kathy Hudson. She's the director of the Genetics and Public Policy Center at Johns Hopkins University. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's begin with the technique itself. How is it supposed to help women get pregnant?
As women get older, there's an increasing number of errors in chromosome trafficking. The technology that was used here is called aneuploidy screening, in which a single cell is removed from an embryo, and the chromosomes from that embryo are analyzed, and if that embryo has an abnormal number of chromosomes, it's not transferred back to the woman. If it's found to have a normal number of chromosomes, it's transferred back to the woman's uterus to try to start a pregnancy.
And what did this study, and it was a study done by researchers in the Netherlands, right? What did it show?
Well, what they concluded is that aneuploidy screening of embryos in their hands did not increase the pregnancy rate and did not increase the birth rate among women who had the screening done. In fact, they concluded that it reduced pregnancy rates and reduced birth rates. But other clinics and other laboratories who are involved in this kind of screening claim to have higher rates of success. So it's hard to extrapolate necessarily from this study to all clinics who are performing the service. This result doesn't have any bearing, of course, on the other uses of PGD, either for recurrent miscarriage, for failed infertility treatments, or importantly, for those women who are using this to identify embryos that have a specific known genetic mutation in their family, for example, cystic fibrosis or sickle cell anemia. This study doesn't address those at all.
To the larger picture of how this technique is being used, how many women are having this screening?
Well, we don't have exact numbers, and in fact, that's a problem. In the United States, we conducted a survey with funding from the Pew Charitable Trust last year, and we found that 75% of U.S. IVF clinics are now offering some form of PGD, pre-implantation genetic diagnosis, and that screening for abnormalities in chromosome number, or aneuploidy, was the number one type of PGD that was being offered. So many women are turning to this technology, but unfortunately we have far too few studies of this medically and ethically important technology.
You say there aren't enough studies out there, but do you think this study will put a stop to the use of this technique? Should a doctor stop using it, in your opinion?
The authors call for a cease of use of this technology for women of advanced maternal age. The accompanying editorial calls for more research, and I think that will probably be the U.S. response, really get more and higher quality data to justify whether this is a good technology or not. It's tough in the United States to do these studies because the ban on federal funding for embryo research makes federal financing for such a clinical trial out of bounds.
Because this is effectively embryo research.
It involves embryo research.
Thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome.
Kathy Hudson is the director of the Genetics and Public Policy Center at Johns Hopkins University.